All right, everybody, what's up, and welcome back to our NFL Week 13 preview sponsored by MGM. Guys, we are back for Week 13, Anything Better preview. As you know, we've teamed up with BetMGM, all the best lines, most reliable lines. We are doing our picks with them. We are loving it. We have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up, just go to the app, get the BetMGM app, use bonus code BURR, that's B-U-R-R, get $200 free after placing your first $10 bet, okay? That's $200 free after your first bet. Here's how it works. You download the BetMGM app, you sign up using bonus code BURR, B-U-R-R, place your first $10 moneyline bet on any NFL football game. You receive $200 in free bets immediately after placing your bet, regardless of the income. Just make sure you use
the
bonus.
The outcome, not the income. Outcome.
Sorry, the regardless of the outcome of the game. Just make sure you use bonus code BURR when you sign up. All right, guys, here's how it works. I'm going to fucking throw this thing during this, but we finished week 12 and no gain for either of us. Bill and I both went 2-2, leaving Bill with a 3.5 game lead at 26-1-1. And I am 23-25. I was happy about the fucking Lions giving me, I was happy about the Lions hanging on by 1 point. And then of course the teams I thought would do good, but dude, the Pittsburgh Steelers got it handed to them bad.
Yeah, I mean, we were both off. I was mad at you. I wanted that. You saved me from going 1-3.
Dude, I mean, that game was over before it started.
Yeah, I don't know. This week is hard. I don't know who anybody is. There's a lot of big spreads. A lot of big fucking spreads this week. A lot of 8.5, 7.5, 10, 9. I don't know. We'll see. This feels like a fucking 1-3 week to me. Who goes first?
I go first this week. Dude, right. I got a nightclub over here. This is really comical, actually. I mean, do you see this? What's going on?
Your light keeps going on and off. I like that one. I like that's Disco Paul.
Dude, I'll figure it out. What are you going to do? It's what happens when you don't have. All right. Here are our spreads here. Dude, I don't like nothing this week, which is bad.
I don't either. So it's fine. The tough week.
All right, dude. I am looking. The first game that I did take a look at, man, I don't know if Pittsburgh's going to bounce back. I don't think I'm going to mess with Pittsburgh anymore, dude. The Washington football team going into Las Vegas Raiders. The line, they're getting 2.5. They seem to be coming. But the Raiders had that Thursday night win. I'm going to take the Washington football team. I'm literally looking at this now. I'm going to take the Washington.
I kind of like that.
I'm going to take the Washington football team getting 2.5 in Vegas. That's what I'm going to do.
All right. Out of the gate. I gotta go. I'm going to take the Pats getting 3 in Buffalo on Monday night, Paul.
The tough
game. I've been singing a Christmas song about the Patriots. Oh, it's beginning to look a lot like 2001. Who is this Mac Jones? And our coach is Billy B, and he's working on the D, and all the Colts fans are gonna cry. I'm singing that until later. I just sang that on the Pat McAfee show. Patriots +3 in Buffalo. I think we have the defense that Bill Belichick needs to frustrate a young talent like Jared Goff. The fuck's his name? Who do they got out there again? Justin Long. Who do they
have? Josh Allen.
Justin Long.
What's his face? Buffalo. I don't even understand what they are, dude. Like, they had really no significant injuries. They were covering double-digit spreads, and then all of a sudden they were like, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we just sucked for a few weeks and, like, lost to Jacksonville and let the Patriots get back in it? I don't know what they're doing. This is a do-or-die game for the Buffalo Bills, and you know what, Paul? I don't think they got it in them. I don't. Until the Buffalo Bills show me that they can fucking win games like this, there's going to be a whole bunch of tables broken with no championship flags.
And listen, I got to say something here, man. And I mean this. Your instincts lately, Bill, I'm going to tell you something, man. Guys, Bill Burr, I know we're comedians, but what Bill Burr is doing right now is fucking picking against the spread four games. He's over the fucking 500 mark, and his instincts are good. And I'm not going to lie, it's scaring me. Okay, it's scaring me because
he's jinxing me, and it's going to go off the rails the last 5 weeks.
No, because I've been texting you this. I'm not jinxing you. You know I'm not trying to do that shit. You're seeing the game.
We're both playing with fire, man. We're both playing with fire. You go back to the room, and we're still sitting there at the fucking blackjack table.
Oh, no. Believe me. The competitor in me wants you to not start seeing the games as good as you're seeing them. But right now, you're seeing clear, Bill. You got new windshield wipers. There's no smudge. There's no smudge in your windshield.
No, dude. I went 0-4 2 weeks ago. So let's fucking take that down a little. We'll see. Right. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. It's a good analogy, though. No smudge, no squinting.
You know what, Paul? That was a good analogy. I should have given it up. My apology. Go ahead.
I don't need it.
I don't know. You brought it up again. I kind of felt like, you know, maybe it didn't have to do with me. Maybe it's something else going on in your personal life, but you needed to be acknowledged, and I'm doing that.
I'm going to take the New York Football Giants, and here's why. Listen. I know I do it a lot. Just hear me out for a second. Bill, you take the Pats, too.
Here's I know, but they're deal. Playing. I didn't take them at the beginning of the year.
The Giants.
Paul, bet. Look into your heart. You're betting with your heart here.
Look into your heart, and she's calling for you.
I was thinking Miller's Crossing.
Oh,
John Turturro. No. Look into your heart.
The Giants are coming off of a win. They're coming off of a win going to Miami. I don't know who Miami is. I don't know.
Miami doesn't know who the fuck they are. That's why they're dangerous. Fucking bastards.
But the Giants are getting 4 points. That's more than a field goal. So I'm saying if we lose the game, it could be a heartbreaking field goal situation. Our defensive backs are playing really well. By the way, Xavier McKinney, cornerback of the New York Football Giants, vote him into the fucking All-Star game because he's an animal.
Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
Come on.
I'm taking the New York Football Giants getting 4 in Miami.
All right. Here we go. Paul, you know, a few months back, we went head-to-head, the Seattle Seahawks versus the San Francisco 49ers. And those Seattle Seahawks, when they were a little more healthier, they went into Levi's Stadium and they beat the San Francisco 49ers. So this is the second time they're playing. And I want to take Seattle, but I just don't see them beating the 49ers twice this year, even though it's on the fucking road. It's a 3.5-point spread. I think Russell Wilson's finger is still bugging him, so he can't be the devastating talent that he is. I think Jimmy Garoppolo goes in, keeps playing the way he's playing, and he sneaks out a win. Sneaks out a win.
Oh, fuck. I really like San Francisco. They're a good pick.
Ah, shit. You like that game?
All right.
Oh, God.
Should I do this? Should I fucking do this? I'm going to do it. Who do I have?
You're a cornered animal. You're down 3.5 games, man. You got to make a fucking move here. You have a 4-0 week coming. I'm calling that. Paul Verzi. I already like that Washington pick.
We got 6 weeks left, and I got to gain some ground here. I have the Giants, and I have Washington. I am going to do something because I believe in a coach. And the coach I believe in, everybody, is I believe that a coach that's never had a losing record in Mike Tomlin is going to go home after being embarrassed in Cincinnati. It falls into my theory. A good team, a better than 500 team coming home. They got a prideful coach. They got a good, rich franchise history. They're playing a division rival, and they're getting 4.5 points in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you got my theory in there, too.
After Joe Burrow took their hearts out and showed them it, I am taking the Pittsburgh Steelers to bounce back and show that they will not be manhandled or bullied like that, and they come home getting 4.5 points against the Ravens. Who, by the way, real quick.
I love that whole thought process. The whole fucking reason behind that, Paul, that's how you gamble.
But here's the thing. As much as, by the way, we want to apologize to everybody. I'm not apologize to everybody, but we were so fucking close.
On the Sunday night special.
Baker Mayfield threw the pick in the guy's hands. He did this bobble thing. It hit the ground. Everything else hit. All of the things hit. But Lamar Jackson throws 4 picks in the game. They still got lucky enough to win the game. But Lamar Jackson, a stat that I recently heard, Lamar Jackson has 4 games this year with multiple interceptions in the game. So that makes the Ravens a little bit – it means he's playing a little bit reckless. He said he needs to play better. Pittsburgh's going to jump all over it. There you go. I've said my piece. Go ahead, Bill.
But you don't think because he played reckless last week that he reels it in? That's a tough one. I like that pick, though. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys -4.5 going into New Orleans. I just don't feel like they don't have a fucking quarterback. I don't know. I know the Cowboys are fucking erratic. I know they're on the road. But I think they have enough talent to get in there. And I don't know. I don't know shit about either one of those teams. I just know Jameis Winston is out. Drew Brees retired. It's a weird year for them. You know what it is, dude? I like their coach better than the Cowboys coach. But I don't think he has the weapons he needs to get it done. Although, I got to tell you, the Cowboys coach, he has a look on his face like he already lost every time they cut to him.
Dude, he looks like he's going to be just sitting at an auto body shop in 5 years as like the friend of the owner reading the paper all day.
I know. I mean, he has to do something about his look. You know what he needs, Paul? He needs Manscaped.
Hey, get him the 5.0.
I already hate that pick, but I'm going with the Cowboys -4.5. Go ahead.
These are the weirdest picks I've felt all year. I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts laying 8.5 to beat the shit out of the Texans. They just lost a heartbreaker. They fought really hard against the Buccaneers. Yeah. It looked like they could have beaten the Bucs. They got Jonathan Taylor running back. What's his name? Carson Wentz is playing well.
Carson Wentz scores points.
Carson Wentz is playing well. He scores points, and he's not injured, knock on wood. The Houston Texans, I know they're having a decent thing with this Tyrod Taylor, but I don't buy it. They stink. I like the Colts to should win that game by 10.
I don't buy it. They stink. Fuck them.
I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts as my last pick, having to win by 9 or more. I like it. So I'm going 4-0 or 0-4. I feel it. One of the two.
I feel 1-3. All right, Paul, I got 2 games I'm looking at here, and I cannot make up my mind.
You feel 1-3 about me?
About me.
Oh, I was like, fuck, Bill's seeing things clear. Don't say that.
No, the Chiefs versus Denver, 9.5. Ooh. That's in Denver, right, Andrew?
The one on the bottom, the team on the bottom is home.
Well, I'm looking at just, I just wrote
my. No, it's in Kansas.
It's in Kansas City, dude.
The Chiefs are starting to play, but it's a division rival. That fucking number is perfect. And then I'm also looking at the Cardinals going into Chicago -7.5. Is Denver really going to lose by more than 10 points? I don't know. I think these are two teams that are going in two different directions.
Denver's coming off a nice win, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Denver looked good. Their defense looked good. They're coming off of a win.
Chicago's D looks good, too. It's probably going to be cold.
Talk about a team you don't know, dude. I don't know. Who the fuck are the Bears?
I know. I don't know. Fuck it. They've been winning for me all year. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh!
7.5 in Chicago. Fuck it. That's an 0-4 week if I ever saw one.
This week is wild.
This too fucking big.
They're changing. Yeah. All right, Bill. It's time to give him the song. It's time to give him the song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Was this Monday night?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what is it? Oh, let the Monday night special shine a light on you. Let the Monday night special.
All right.
Win some fucking money for you.
By the way, Somebody came up to me. I want to thank all the Anything Better fans that came out to see me at the Stress Factory. And one guy comes up to me and he goes, I listened to both of the podcasts of Anything Better, the NFL one and the regular one. And he said, your Monday night specials. He goes, other places are doing this. He goes, you guys, no one's hitting them. You guys hit two in a row and come close multiple times. So let's do this Monday night special is Bills New England Patriots going into Buffalo. And the line is 3. What parlay do we want to do here? What do we think is going to happen here?
Under.
Ooh, okay. You like under
all fucking day. This is not going to be a shoe. What is the over under?
I think it's 43, dude.
It's 43.5.
43.5. You want to throw a Mac Jones bet in this thing? What do you think Mac's going to do?
I think he's going to have one touchdown pass. I think we're going to try to keep it on the ground. I think this is going to be a classic Bill Belichick time possession game. That's why I like the under. I'm also biased because I'm a Pats fan. I feel like they're going to, take away their best option, make them beat you with the segment. It's the shit that he does, but nobody does it better, and he has the defense to do it. I also think Buffalo's a really good team. Mac Jones, at the end of the day, is a rookie quarterback, so I don't see them scoring a lot of points. So I like the under. I like Mac Jones throwing one.
You want
like Josh Allen running one in?
Want to throw Josh Allen throwing a pick or no?
I like Josh Allen running one in.
All right. I mean, that's the money's not going to be good if you want to do that. I like.
I'm whatever you want to do. What are you seeing, Paul?
I like the Mac Jones throwing one. I'll definitely go with your under. I think Josh Allen's going to be down late in the game and make a mistake. I think Josh Allen's going to throw a pick.
All right. I mean, I like that. I want that to happen.
Because I think your defense is going to have him having to play catch up. And then he's a big kid. He throws. He's a slinger. I think he's going to throw one deep. One of your safeties is going to pick it off towards the end of the game, maybe late in the fourth quarter, and it's a wrap. That's just my thought.
I'll go with that. I don't see that, but I'll go with it.
Oh, boy. All right. But the one that I'm on the fence with is the under, so we'll call it even, and we hope for the best.
Yeah, no, this is going to be – yeah, it's going to be Belichick just doing what he does. He has
– oh, Bill's got – Bill
– He has the team to do what he wants. He's just doing it now. He's doing that like 2001. We used to win games 20-17.
Oh, I don't like this, Andrew. Burr is seeing football real good right now. I could see it. All right, guys. That's the Monday night special, so there's no confusion. Mac Jones throws one. Josh Allen gives one away, and the under 43.5 for the game for your what, Bill? For the what?
For the Monday night special.
All right.
To win some money for you.
All right, guys, that is it for this week's NFL preview show. And remember, guys, please go to the best, most reliable source for all your betting lines. That is BetMGM. Make all your picks there. There's going to be special offers for our listeners. If you haven't signed up yet, it's very simple. Go to BetMGM. Use bonus code BURR. That's B-U-R-R. And you'll get $200 free after placing your first $10 bet. So all you got to do, download the BetMGM app, sign up using bonus code BURR. Couldn't be easier. B-U-R-R. Place your first $10 moneyline bet on NFL game. You'll receive $200 in bets immediately after placing your bet, regardless of the outcome of the game, guys. They're giving you money. Have fun. Enjoy it. Join us. People are loving it. Make sure you use bonus code BURR when you sign up, and have a good time with us. We will be back next week for more NFL football
action.
You have to be 21 years of age or older to wager in Arizona, Colorado, DC, Iowa, Indianapolis, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming only. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 800-522-4700 for Colorado, D.C., Nevada, Wyoming, and Virginia. 800-270-7117 for confidential help, Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER, Indianapolis, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF for Iowa. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 800-889-9789 for Tennessee, your call. 888-777-9696 for Minnesota. Sports betting is a void in Georgia, Hawaii, Ohio, and Utah, and other states were prohibited. Promotional offers not available in Nevada.